Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
5:28, time to visit House of 1,000 Beers. House of 1,000 Beers open for lunch and dinner. New Kensington Warrendale. Come enjoy their amazing selections today. Ray Fittipaldo, Steelers insider, with us right now. Gave out straight A's yesterday for the Steelers, went over the Browns. Why not? I mean, they won 38-7. It was a complete ass kicking. But now the big challenge is going to be replacing Devin Bush, Ray. And I wonder what you think about this. Let's just start internally. Do you think this is going to be a situation where it's Spillane, or do you think they'll go committee at inside linebacker?
I think it's going to be a committee at linebacker, committee at defensive back. I think they're going to try a lot of different things in the coming weeks to see what's best for this team as they go down the stretch, Andrew. Spillane obviously played well yesterday. I think he could be very useful in the run game, and that's obviously going to be important this week against the Titans. But I think you're going to see guys like Terrell Edmonds maybe get the opportunity to step down and play some dime linebacker, play that position Devin Bush was playing. You'd have the option of moving Sean Davis or Cam Sutton to safety, you know, however they want to do it back there to replace Edmonds. You have Marcus Allen and maybe Ulysses Gilbert.
Like, they don't think Spillane is good. Do they, Ray? So. Do they think Spillane is a good player? A good, like, not a special teams player. I mean, a good linebacker.
I think so. I mean, I think he earned that opportunity by having a really strong training camp. There was nothing in that game. Listen, I realize it's the Browns, but there was nothing in that game that told me he was out of play. So I think he's a little bit better version of a Tyler Matakavich. Tyler Matakavich would have been a liability if they ever had to play him a lot. I think they knew that. I think Spillane's a little bit better than him, but make no mistake, when they're in second and long, third and long situations, they're going to go six, maybe even seven defensive backs now, as they try to piece this together without Bush.
Ray, can you kind of characterize, in your opinion, how they are equipped to handle this absence of Devin Bush versus what they were able to do or how they were positioned to handle Ryan Shazier's, you know, we know now, career-ending injury a couple of years ago?
Yeah, I think they're in a little bit better of a spot, Chris. If you remember back then, they went out and signed Sean Spence, who was living down in Florida. He wasn't in the league, and they put him in there, and that didn't work out well. And that was a team that has Super Bowl aspirations. I think this year, and it's crazy to say, but I think the NFL has changed a lot in 3 years. That's why I mentioned Edmonds, a big safety, having an opportunity to come down and play a little bit in the box. Cam Sutton is a very versatile player. I think they're going to use him more. And then we'll see about Marcus Allen and Ulysses Gilbert. They haven't used them yet. I would expect they would be, sort of the third and fourth choices. But they do have better options than they did with Shazier. But this is still a very significant injury for this defense. I thought they were a Super Bowl contender with Bush. They still might be after this injury. But this defensive coaching staff and these players are going to have to step up and find some answers.
See, that Ray Fittipaldo with us. That last sentence there is interesting to me because, swept up in all the excitement of beating the Browns and pummeling them and making them look, foolish and making them look like chumps again is the very real point that you just made there, that they suffered an injury at a position where they could at least afford to lose someone, Ray. You know, we were talking about this earlier. After Roethlisberger, where would Bush rank on the list of Steelers' most irreplaceable players? Where would you have had him before the game yesterday?
Probably top two or three, right? I mean, we've seen this team be very good without Cam Hayward. 2016 is the perfect example of that. They basically made a strong playoff push without him. They did the same thing last year with Stephon Thuadell. And I know they didn't make the playoffs, but the point is they still played very, very well without those guys. So, you know, you could say Devin Bush. I wouldn't argue with you on that. You could say Minka Fitzpatrick maybe.
Yep.
As another option.
How about Watt?
Yeah, make no doubt. Yeah, make no doubt. It's a very, very significant injury for this defense.
Ray, do you think that they deserve any kind of criticism for not having prepared their roster more for this, for not having any more depth than what we're talking about at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, listen, you can go back and sort of be an armchair GM and say, hey, instead of drafting Alex Highsmith, maybe they should have taken a linebacker. Maybe they shouldn't have waited until the sixth round to take a hybrid safety. But, I mean, that's all 2020 vision. You know, they obviously were trying to prepare for life without Bud Dupree. I think Highsmith is going to be a good player. But to your point, everyone knew that this team was very, very thin on depth at inside linebacker. And they didn't address it. And maybe they knew. Maybe Kevin Colbert and Mike Tomlin had these conversations. As a matter of fact, I'm quite sure they did. If they had to play without Bush, what was going to happen? So we haven't talked about it yet. Tomlin might address it tomorrow. I think you're going to see Edmonds drop down in the box more. I think he's the most logical replacement to come down and play. He's a big safety.
His brother plays the position, Ray. His brother plays the position like an animal. You know that?
Yeah, I mean, and they have options of safety, too. I mean, Sean Davis, you know, they didn't re-sign him because they went out and got Minka, but he was okay in his first 4 years here. Cam Sutton, I think he's a really good player. They just haven't been able to find, you know, a spot for him so far. He made a good play yesterday. So I think they're fine with their defensive depth back, and I just think – you know, he might have to take one for the team here. I know there's been a lot of talk about him playing out of position and being a team player his first couple of years. Well, if this is the best thing for this defense to move him down, then I think they're going to have to look very hard at doing that.
What do you think are the odds of them not making a Minka deal because they don't want to trade a first-round pick again and they're going to get Bush back next season, Ray? So this is not looking for a long-term solution. Well, what do you think are the odds of the Steelers making a kind of low-risk trade here in the next couple of weeks to help at that position?
I'm not going to say it's out of the question. I think they're going to see how these next couple of games go before they make that decision, though. So I think they'll do their homework. You know, I think they'll probably have some options in mind, but I think they want to take a look at Spillane here and see – can he do it for more than a half?
Mm-hmm.
I think they want to look at these, you know, these different chess pieces that they have in the secondary and, you know, see what works and what maybe might work, you know, as they go through these next couple of games. But, yeah, I mean, the trade deadline is coming up. You know, it's in a couple of weeks, I think. I think Kevin Colbert will have options, but I think he's going to want to take a look at the personnel that he has now and see if they can get it done with these guys first before you go and, you know, trade a draft pick again. They've done that a lot. They've had success. But, listen, this is a team that likes to build through the draft. I don't think they want to do that again this year.
Ray, the one consequence besides the obvious, just the direct trickle down to this defense is of Bush's absence of his injury is that the offense is going to be counted upon, you would think, to do more in these games. From what you've seen through five games out of Ben Roethlisberger, do you think that's within their capacity?
I wish they'd get off to better starts. I mean, you know, 3 points on the first three drives yesterday, and then they look like a totally different offense from the second quarter on. I mean, I don't completely understand it. It's almost like there's a feeling out process every single game.
Mm-hmm.
When you look around the league and other teams are scoring on their first drive, and they're building bigger leads than the Steelers built.
Right. Usually the problem is the teams have those scripted plays and they work so well, and then when they actually have to make in-game decisions, coaches aren't as good. You know, usually teams get off to a good start because they've been working on those plays all week, you know?
Yeah. I mean, the Steelers are just the opposite almost.
Exactly.
They've been making great adjustments. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not on this, this Randy Feigner thing that a lot of the fan base seems to be on. I mean, I think he's done a really, really good job. But if you're going to be talking about the defense being a little bit weaker, you know, maybe giving up 3 more points per game or, you know, something along those lines, then you got to look for ways to make it up on offense. And I think they got to get off the better starts. Yesterday was promising, kind of bogged down. They had to settle for that field goal. But I think that's the one thing. You get off the better starts, maybe you get hotter early, and maybe you jump on teams even earlier than they did yesterday. But listen, I mean, I'm just nitpicking right now. That was that was a really good performance by Feigner yesterday, and I could say the same thing about the Eagles game last week. He's had 2 really, really good weeks in a row.
All right, Ray, thank you so much. We appreciate it. We'll let you go.
All right, guys, talk to you later.
There you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.